Okay, Parsha Vayechi was always the Parsha in European Kehillot. Was always the Parsha of the Chevra Kadisha. It was the Parsha where the members of the Chevra Kadisha would get their aliyahs and they make a kiddush in their honor. And that's because we have, of course, in this week's Parsha the death of Yaakov and the death of Yosef and the burial of Yaakov Avinu. And there are many, many limudim that come from this week's parasha. So, to the degree that we have time, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about some of the limudim that have to do with Misa, and if we have time, maybe with Kura as well. There's Narach Chaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha. It's on the pasuk Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lomus. The truth is that the words of the Arachaim themselves I would not have understood, because it's written very bekitzer. But it's explained in the Arvei Nachal. There's a Sefer Arvei Nachal on the same pasuk, and he explains it. The truth is, I probably would not have understood what it says in the Arvei Nachal. I don't even know if I would have seen it, except that there's a Sefer Leket Mamorim. It's a very nice sefer, which I saw here for the first time in the yeshiva, who explains the Arvei Nachal, who's explaining the Arachaim HaKadosh, who's explaining Arizal. So I'll try to explain to you what they're talking about, and I think if you take it down to its practical level, it's a tremendous, tremendous limud. It's Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. The language, of course, is strange. Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael, the days of Yaakov came close to death. The language Vayikruvu Yemei is a bit strange. So there's a what? Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael, almost a pasuk chavtes. There's an Arizal that says that the way the neshama works, every human being has a neshama. The neshama is actually comprised of many thousands of small parts, and each part of the neshama lives for one day, and when that day is up, that small piece of neshama goes up to Shamayim. So let's say a person is going to live in this world for 90 years, so he has 30,000, whatever, however it comes out, pieces of neshama, and every day that little piece of neshama goes up to Shemayim and it's complete. And from the sum total of all these little pieces, that's the neshama that you get, lachamei ves, and whatever you can put together from all those days. So if you have some good days and some not such good days, so it could be that one piece of your neshama goes to Gan Eden and one piece of your neshama goes to the other place. So one day you did this and one day you did that. So he says, Lassad Lava, you'll have people that are Balei Mum. You know, maybe a certain part of the neshama didn't make it to Gan Eden. It's got to go to Gehenna first. Maybe you'll have some people that are traces that have serious Mum. Maybe you'll have some people that, you know, it's only a little piece of them walking around of the neshama. But there's this idea that every day there's what the Arizal calls a nitzotza neshama, a spark of the neshama that every day is completed, and every day goes up to Shemayim, and that is what remains. Now this concept, once you hear it, it answers a lot of things that we find. We find, for example, that sleep is compared to Misa. The Chazal, sleep is always compared to death. Even though sleep has nothing to do with death, it's similar to death in that you're not aware of what's going on around you. But there's some people that are like that in the middle of the day also. You know, they're just spaced out, they're not dead. When you go to sleep at night, that's when this chelak haneshama is gone. You say when you wake up in the morning, you have to wash negel vasa. There's a ruach ra, it's shay around a person, it's a certain percent, a shechem, a shishim, shevem misa. Because there is a certain amount of Misa that takes place. When a person goes to sleep at night, it's finished. Whatever he did with that piece in the Shema that day is done, and it goes up to Shemayim, and it's complete, and Lachamei of Esrim, he's going to try to put together all of those pieces. That's why the pasuk says Chadashim Labikarim Rabba Emunasecha. The pasuk that's brought down by Hilchos Nesilas Yadayim in the morning, Chadashim Labikarim, that we get some new neshama every morning. We have this idea that a piece of neshama goes up when we go to sleep, and something new comes down the next day. So that idea is Arizal is understood in this way. It's understood that there's this piece of neshama which you finish with one day, and you get a new piece the next day, and that piece of your neshama is what you make some, hopefully make something out of the next day. The Arvei Nachal explains with this why in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva it says that in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva a person should be more zahir in things that he's not zahir all year. The example that's always brought down is the example of paspalter. That even though afia sa'akum by a palter, by a professional company, bread or cake baked by a guy, if it's done for a commercial company, it's mutter. But it says Yirei Shemayim should be machmir. So even people that are not makbid on that all year round, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a person should be makbid if you can hold yourself in that long without eating drakes and entomans and whatever else there is, you know, if you can zachayin halben. So it's not so simple in town, it's a halbitzar, out of town, it's a problem. So for those 10 days, you should try to not eat paspalter. And it's lav dafka paspalter. It means in all in yanim, a person should be mahader. Chumis, he doesn't do all year, he should do those 10 days. Said Arvei Nachal is master. Why? Well, what's the idea? Why, if it's not something you do all year round, why are those 10 days, is there some special in you? So he explains it based on this Arizal. Just like in your body, you have different nekudas of your body. Some evarim are parts of your body, shana shama tuliya b'hem. The heart is an evar, shana shama tuliya b'hem. If you don't have a heart, the person can't live. If you don't have a brain, a person can't live. There's certain evarim in the body that the whole human being depends on. Then there are certain evarim, shana neshama tuliya b'hem, that are less important. It's the same thing with these nitzaitzais of neshama that a person has. A person has many thousands of nitzaitzis of neshama. Every day is a bit of his neshama. Some days have a bigger chashivus than other days. Some days that piece of neshama, neseres yemei tshuva, that piece of neshama is a piece of neshama that neshama tuliya by, so to speak. That the whole, it's a crucial part of the neshama. It's an important part. It's a part that if you come lachameiv esen without it, you're missing a piece of your treifa. You're missing a piece of an important davar. So that day, that nitzata neshama of the aseres yemei tshuva, it's not arbitrary. The aseres yemei tshuva, the day has significance. The etzem. So the piece of neshama a person gets on the aseres yemei tshuva is a crucial piece. So that piece of neshama that a person gives back, a person is supposed to give back and be sure to give it back in the best possible way. You want it to be running well. So for that, a person has to make sure that piece of neshama is fit. That's why in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva it's important to be mahadir. The Arvei Nachal explains with this another gemara that's a problem. You know, I once had this actually with a young man who asked me, he said once, he remembers when he was in camp, he was a counselor, and he was Mavayish, one of his campers, Barabi. And he was wrong. He accused him of something, he was wrong. He doesn't know the camper's name, he barely remembers him, he doesn't know where he lives. You know, he's talking 15 years later. So what he asked me was, if Chazal say, Hamalban today Chadayr Barabi, Mein Lechelek Olam Abba. If you embarrass someone, Barabi, I'm not Chelek Olam Abba. And mitzvah shebein olam chavera, nothing works until you're mafayis. So he said, "What am I, you know, what am I davening for? I'm a mal chavera, so I have a patchkin already. You know, it's like it's all over. So it's like you can mess up once and it's gone." So the truth is, there are answers to that question. Anyhow, there are other answers to the question. But the Arvei Nachal says that when it says Hamal b'pnei chaverei paradim ein lechelik leilam haba, it means that that nitzotah neshama of that day is gone. You're destroyed. It's a tragedy. You're destroyed a certain piece of neshama. You're going to be missing something. Your neshama will be missing a crucial piece of it. But it doesn't mean that the whole person is not going to go to Olam Haba. They'll still have the other chelkei haneshama. He means that that part of the neshama, he's going to, what that happened that day, that's messed up.
So if you're back on in the morning, you don't have to battle
for the rest of that day. Well, you're still hopeful, but as long as the day is still on, you're still hopeful of asking for mechila. But I'm not sure how the total chesed works in Shemayim. But the point, I think, is a point that you get. That's why a person is mechuyav to learn Torah every day. A person makes a cheshbon maybe that he'll do all the things he has to do one day. That's always the mistake that we always make. We'll take care of everything one day, and then we'll be out tomorrow without any headaches. It never happens like that, you know. Whatever you take care of one day, you have new things the next day. But let's say, in theory, a person can make such a cheshbon. Everything I have to do, I'll take care of today. And then I'll be able to learn better. He's still mechuyav to learn every single day. Because being that every day there's a nitzot of neshama that remains forever, and that nitzot of neshama is attached to the other parts of you, but that still has its own identity, has its own personality. So therefore, that chelek haneshama is something that has to have tayrah. It also has to have tayrah in it. What's tzedakah? There's a need to give tzedakah every day. Well, you give tzedakah every day. You give a quarter, you give a dollar. You write out your checks once a month, and you give out all your money, and, you know, what does the extra dollar matter, or the extra few quarters matter? But every nitzotah neshama needs that. It needs the chiyus that it gets from tzedakah, the chiyus that it gets from learning. The same thing, the Gemara says that karkafta de leimonach tefillin, a head that doesn't put on tefillin, is not... doesn't go to Olam Haba. So the asterisk, what it means, the Gemara says, "Kafta d'leimonach tefillin, those are paishi Yisrael begufam." You don't go to Olam Haba. Does that mean if you missed tefillin once in your life, that the kafta d'leimonach tefillin? What does it mean that if you never put it on, it's a kafta d'leimonach tefillin? It's not clear. Rashi in different sefers says it different ways. What it means, karkafta d'leimonach tefillin. But according to this, it's good again, because the idea of karkafta d'leimonach tefillin is that every day you need tzedakah, every day you need tayrah, every day you need the ice that connects you, which is tefillin, which is the ice that connects you to Shemayim. Your neshama every day needs that. So that every person, every day has his piece in the neshama which is giving back. Of course, that's what it means when it says by Avraham Avinu, it says by other tzaddikim that they were boyim by yamin. They got older. It says boyim by yamin. They came with their days. What does it mean? They came with their days. So Chazal say that all their days were complete. But the boyim by yamin, according to this, is beautiful. That when they came, they had all. Then the neshama was complete. All the nitzaitzais, all the pieces of neshama that were there, were all there. It was complete. It was a project made of thousands of parts and made of 175 years of life times 365 days of neshamas. So you have 60,000-70,000 pieces of neshama, and they were born by Yamim. He had them all. Every single one was there. And that's Vayikuvu Yemei Yisrael Lomos. That his days were being used up. He had a certain amount of nitzaitzis, of days, of pieces of neshama. And that's what he was coming. Because Yemei Yisrael, all the Yemei Yisrael, all the pieces of this neshama were all coming together. Now, of course, if a person thinks of it this way, it gives a person a different chashivus to every single day. It gives an importance to every day that no day should be wasted. But I'll always say that a person should make sure that even one day of his life shouldn't be wasted li'ibud. Chazal say that you should look at every day of your life ki'ilu it's your last day. Ki'ilu, that's it. So it's a hard thing to take, you know. Like most of us, I think, are pretty faithful that we'll wake up tomorrow morning. I think we have a certain amount of... we know that you never know, but even people who go on airplanes feel that they're going to make it. It's a person feels that he's going to live. So Chazal say that every day you should look at it, look at every day, ki'ilu, it's the last day, the last time, the last opportunity. It's an easy thing to put into practice. But if a person takes this attitude that every day there's a certain nitzatan neshama which he's saying goodbye to, and whatever he makes of it today, that's what's going to be, so that he makes something of it. Now what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes is that the chesed of tshuva is that while if you have a good day, it's like money in the bank. You send it up to Shemayim, you know, it's in God's bank, he takes good care of it, nobody can touch it. If you have a bad day, chalach chas v'shalom. So that's the kayach of tshuva. The chiddush of tshuva is that even those nitzaitzis that were nifgama, that were nifgama, they can still be repaired. That's the language of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So in the Leket Mamorim, in the Sefer, he brings tries to reinforce the idea of Kriya Shema Alamita. What is Kriya Shema Alamita? Before we go to sleep, we say Shema, we said Shema already. We said Shema. My son, I have a little boy who comes to shul Leil Shabbos. So when he's not playing outside by Shema, he's inside, he says Shema. So when he goes to sleep at night, he always says, I said Shema already. He doesn't understand. He said Shema already. Well, what is the Kriya Shema Alamita? Before a person dies, there's a Seder of Vidui, a person says, which is primarily Shema and Vidui, and a person's Chatan. I mean, everything else is extra, but the Ikra that a person says before Petira is Kriya Shema. It's Kriya Shema. So every night a person goes to sleep, there's a certain part of him that he's saying goodbye to. It's gone. That little piece goes up to Shemayim. And the Kriya Shema Alamita is the Shema for that piece of the Shema. So when a person says Shema at night, you're tired, you're half asleep, half not asleep, but you know, up and down, and you're saying the words, you're not saying the words. The idea of saying Kriya Shema Alamita is to give a last inyan of schus to that piece of your neshama. A person, most people before they die can't say vidui. Most people are not conscious. This man hazet, not like it once was. Today, they keep people alive on machines. Most people are not conscious already. But that's only a last piece of your neshama. You have all the pieces of neshama, all the nitzaitis of neshama that a person has his whole life. A person is hopefully conscious when he says Kriya Shema Alamita. And that's the union of Kriya Shema, that's the Fashresh B'maisav, that a person is supposed to do at night. That's the union of the... that a person has to live for today's neshama. A person has to live for what he can accomplish with today's neshama. That has to be a person's job. And that's a tremendous... it's a tremendous chiddush of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's a tremendous lesson. Regarding avelos, we know that when misavel, when a novel passes, when a karev or even the adam chashav that's not a karev passes away, it's a mitzvah misavel. Some say it's a deraisis. Some say Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin avelos. Why do we cry when a person passes away? Not so easy to understand. If you want to understand it, I understand we feel like crying. But why do we cry? Why is there a mitzvah to cry? What's the Ruchnistic reason? What's the Rabbeinu Shalom's reason that people cry when a person dies? Not easy to understand. It's really a difficult question. Why do you cry? Because you're going to miss the person? Do you cry for yourself? Like you feel bad for yourself that you're going to miss him? Everybody understands why what bechi is on Avela? What's in your bechi? It's a very, very hard question. What? The reason you cry for yourself. A very selfish reason. What? Oh, so it could be that you're crying because it's a never for him, because the door's shut, because he can't do mitzvahs anymore. And since he can't do mitzvahs anymore, so you cry. But it's sad. It's sad that he no longer has the opportunity. Now, yeah.
It's like a legacy from the.
That's true. What you're saying is true. But first, the reason that to say that you cry because he can't, he's gone, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. If so, if a rasha were to die, we should have a bigger avelus. We should have a bigger avelus than on a tzad. And when a rasha dies, we're not misavel. Adirabba, there is no avelus on a rasha.
So
what? That's a possible. That's not the mitzvah of avelus. That's Ben Gershon. One of his things. Well, he had a son that tried. He said shiva. That's where it comes. But I'm saying about regarding death. This Indian, it's not clear at all. Yeah.
There's a void of kedusha in the world. That's why
they
say kaddish.
We say kaddish for the sake of the neshama. That's for the neshama. Understand? So you're crying for the world after the. Okay. I think probably all these reasons are partially true. The rabbi, it does say somewhere in the rabbi, I couldn't find it, that lo yeh achzori al meisas paradai. So achzori is people, you don't miss somebody. But it's certainly true that it's a tragedy that he can't do mitzvahs anymore. But the Mishnah Eliyahu says that what's the tachlis of avelus? Yeah, what's the tachlis of everything? The tachlis of anything a person does in this world, the tachlis is that he should be a better person. He should become somebody better. Somehow avelus has to make a person better. How? He said the tachlis of avelus is yiyush me'olam hazeh. That when a person, every human being is attached to this world, no matter how holy you might be, you might think you are, we're all attached to this world. No matter how much a person says he lives with his neshama, the fact is that we're in a world where we only sense the physical world. There's a certain sense of yiyush me'olam hazeh that comes with tragedy. Yiyush me'olam hazeh means when a person is faced with death, he sees how this world is transient. You don't see it for that long, but you see it. Chazal say that every time a person goes to a levaya, it crosses his mind. If he's a thinking person, it crosses his mind that could be him. Just for a split second, but tachay yitein alibay, that's what Chazal say. It crosses his mind that it could happen to him. There's a sense of yiyush me'olam hazeh when a person is confronted with death. And that was the best example would be what happened to even Americans right after the World Trade Center disaster. For a very brief period of time, people had a certain yiyush me'olam hazeh, the sense, as someone told me, somebody who was one of those people that crossed the Brooklyn Bridge on foot. It was covered with soot, and he got a ride. He came back. It was still covered with soot. He was coming down Coney Island Avenue, and he passed one of the dress stores on Coney Island Avenue, which it's not Lashon Hara. It's probably more than one, maybe not Lashon Hara. It's Latei LS too. And it was a dress store where, you know, like someone once told him, you can't get dresses for less than $500 there. So as he drove by, he said it revolted him. It was disgusting to him. The whole stupidity of people in such a store. I told you the tragedies when you see Nebuchadnezzar in the store with his wife, you know, and get schlepped along. That's like a double tragedy. Women, it's one thing, Daitan Kalais, but that the man should catch it from his wife is the, you know, so it was a year Shmuel and I said, stupidity, you know, you look a little like this, a little like that, you put your head into all these things. certain sense of Yish Me'elam Hazed, a certain sense when a person's confronted with tragedy, that he has that Yish Me'elam Hazed. What the Chiddush the Michtam Eliyahu says is that there's a he calls it a chain, a sequence. There's Avelus. Avelus is followed, he says, by Nechama, which leads to Simcha, which leads to Tshuva, which leads to Simcha. So there's a natural chain in human beings. A human being who experiences this Yish Me'elam Hazed that comes with the sense of Avelus, afterwards it can lead a person to a Tshuva, to a sense of Yish Me'elam Hazed, seeing the world is not so important. And that leads to Simcha, because really a person's happier. As long as a person feels he needs things in this world, he can never be happy. And this sense of Yish Me'elam Hazed, which is supposed to be a product of Avelus, is something which makes a person happier ultimately. The feeling. So that the core of the idea of Avelus is the sense that Olam Hazeh is temporary. It's a very strange brisa in the Sechus Machais. The brisa says, if you have a choice, now this choice never comes up, usually it doesn't come up for practical reasons, but let's say you have a choice to go to a chasana or to go to a levaya. You have a chance to be in the Sameach Chas HaVekala, or you have a chance to be malava and a nifter, a mace. So which mitzvah takes precedence? So what would you say? Which mitzvah? Logically, what would you say? What? That's what you say logically. That's a pasuk. That's what you're right. You're really right. It says the Braisa in the Sechta Smachis, it says 1 minute. What's better? Gemilas Chesed with a living person or Gemilas Chesed with a dead person? It's better to do Gemilas Chesed to a living person. Gemachim Achayim, what? What? Because you're not going to be paid back for it. Okay, I'm going to tell you what it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says that if you have a choice between a wedding and a levaya, you should better go to the wedding. Then it says, Avo chasidim harishainim hayohelchim el beis avo. It says, but the meaning of the chasidim harishainim was that you go better to a beis avo shenemer, tayv leleches lebeis avo me leleches lebeis hamishta. It's better to go to an oval's house than to a wedding. So therefore, chasidim harishainim did differently. So what's strange about the brisa? Very strange. It tells you psak halacha. It says beis hamishta, beis avo, should better go to beis hamishta. So tell you psak. It says, but chasidim don't do this. The great people don't do this. It's a psak, but great people don't do it. Not only that, shlima melech, you know, in Kehelis it says don't do it. Let's tell you a psak halacha. The price is like a medrash pliya. It says do this, but the but doesn't follow. But the hesber is that really, as far as doing gemilas chesed to a meis or to a chai, it's better to do gemilas chesed to a chai. It's better to go to a wedding. What does it say? Tevel leches lebeis avol meleches lebeis hamishta. Chayitem live at the end of the promising a few words, and it says the chayitem alibay. So the hesber advarim is that really mitzad the chesed to other people, it's better to do chesed to mizmeich achas. However, chayecha kaitman, you, there's another cheshbon. That cheshbon is for yourself. If you're a person who's chayitem alibay, you're somebody who will learn from it, who will take something from it. That means that for your personal teyeles, it's better to go to the Beis Avon than to go to the Beis HaMishta. For you personally, you have a teyeles. You go to Beis HaMishta. In a way, there's also a chayitem alibay, you know, he's getting married someday. But there's no sense of this Yish Me'elam Hazed, a wedding, no matter, depends how fancy the wedding is. You know, sometimes you get disgusted by the wedding too, but you don't have that sense of Yish Me'elam Hazed. A person who can bring himself to a hergish
Rabbi Yishmael Mazeh, so Tevu Leches, Li Lebeis Ha'avol, Li Leches Lebeis HaMishta. For you, personally, it's better to go to the Beis Ha'avol than go to the Beis HaMishta. So Mimela, if you have a sensitivity, then a person should go to the Beis Hall. It's not a theorem. It's not the chesed, it's better to go Beis HaMishnah. And the chesed of Rishayim were on the Madrega to have something from it, so they went better to the Beis Hall. There's a very strange idea regarding a yard site. A yard site is really a sad day. A yard site, in Shulchan Aruch it says you fast on a parent's yard site. You don't go to weddings on a yard site. It's a day that the Shach says the din is masul galayse mishpacha. It's a yom adin for that mishpacha. And therefore it's a day that we need to learn mishnayis to get tzedakah that day, whatever people do. The Zayar has a concept of Yoima de Hilula, that a yard site is a celebration. He uses the language that Rishon Bar Yochai, who wrote the Zayar, said that like Baimer, it's his Yoima de Hilula, it's his Yom Tov. Very strange thing. The Chassam Seif has a tshuva, Yeredeya, Reish Lamiginu, I think it's a famous tshuva, in which he says people shouldn't go to Meiron on like Baimer, the whole thing is a toss. You're not supposed to make a party on a yard site, and certainly you're not supposed to burn things and make fires. You know, he says he calls it Avodah Zarah, and he's like fire that you shouldn't go. That this whole thing, some cipher. It's a famous truth. He writes about it in Teres Moshe also. It was like one of the things that he was a big kanoi about. He says that the yard site is a sad day. What do you make a yom tif out of the yard site? It says the day Moshe Rabbeinu died is a yom tainus. There's a Shulchan Aruch. The Hilchos Tainus. There are certain days that Yesh Misanin Behem. And one of them is Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is the day that you fast. So, who doesn't say Tachmon? It's ridiculous. Zayin Adar doesn't say Tachmon. It's supposed to say more Tachmon than Zayin Adar. So, anyway, this is what it. So the question is, what does it mean? What is the concept of Yom Tov that the Zayar is referring to? So I bumped into a Malbim in Navi, which gives you an understanding. The Malbim is the beginning of Malachim Beis. I think it's Peret Beis, if I'm not mistaken. When Eliyahu Navi is about to be taken, so it says that Eliyahu and Elisha tagged along with Eliyahu. He wanted to be there, Bishas Petirasai. So he tagged along. And when he came to a town, it says the B'nei HaNaviim, the Talmidim of Eliyahu, came running out, and they knew B'Navu Eliyahu would be taken. So they ran over to Elisha, and they said, did you hear? This is Eliyahu's last day, you know. So the Pasuk says that Elisha told them, Hecheshu, be quiet. Be quiet. Hecheshu, I think you're Dati. He says, I know. Hecheshu, be quiet. The same thing happens, the second city, exactly the same thing, the Hecheshu, be quiet. They tell him, be quiet. I mean, one thing he told him, be quiet, the Pasuk brings it down. So the Malbim says that every human being has to accomplish a certain level of perfection in this world. That's a person's job, is to accomplish a certain level of perfection. Part of the Avelus is that it's rare that a person dies and he accomplishes perfection. He was perfect. It's very rare. Most people, when they die, they have these little pieces in the Shama that are hanging around in the Gehenim side. So, Avelus, what's Avelus? It's a sad thing. A person died without achieving what he ultimately should have achieved. A yard site, that's why it's a Yom HaDin. A person was taken from the world before he accomplished everything he should have. Yom HaDehilula is Hecheshu. Is Elisha told them, don't, you want to daven that Eliyahu not be taken? Hecheshu, be quiet. Eliyahu accomplished everything. He was Misakin, he completed whatever he was supposed to complete. And Mimela, there's no reason you don't daven that he shouldn't be taken. The time that he's going to be taken because he completed his task, his job. Hechashu, don't daven he shouldn't pass away. And he says that's the difference. By tzaddikim, when they die, that day is not a Yom Adin. And like most people don't achieve perfection. The day of death is a day of an element of avelus, of sadness. And it's tzaddik on the level of Eliyahu, who perfected whatever he was supposed to do. Now I can't say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's level, he didn't accomplish bringing Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it was that he himself was sad about, the Moshe said, you can't do. He's missing something. Tzaddik Gavur, that's the Yom HaDihilula. And the fact that a tzaddik could achieve a certain level of perfection. Of course, Shem Barichai is a Yom HaDihilula, and then already certain Gedalim, Rebbes, consider Yom HaDihilula Memela. So everybody considers their own Zaydis and parents, you know, to be perfect. But it's not that way. We're not perfect creatures. And that's why Yahrzeit is not Yahrzeit is a day to do things to be misak in the neshama. Rav Palm, I think, last year spoke on Vayechi about Yahrzeit. If I'm not mistaken, you could check with the tape. He spoke about Yahrzeit, and he spoke about many of the anhugas that people had. Afterwards, he told me that something he was going to say in the shmooze. But he didn't. He said he chickened out. He didn't want to say it. You'll see right away why. I could say it because if I said it's not the same, you know. But he said a lot of people have relatives buried in Eretz Yisrael. So every year for the Yahrzeit, they fly to Eretz Yisrael and they visit the kfarim. He said that whenever he hears that, he's matmiya. What does the neshama have from it? It costs $1,000 to go to Eretz Yisrael. If two, three, four brothers go. $3,000-$4,000, wouldn't the neshama rather that the money go into to help for a person make a chasana, to help somebody something more useful than just visiting the keder? And the hours, the many hours people take, a couple of days off from work, wouldn't it be better if they were mishnayos? He said he didn't want to say it because, you know, he felt that there were people are going to be offended by it. So he didn't say it, but the idea, I think, is an idea. That the Yahrzeit is a time that the person is supposed to be marvelous closer to the neshama, to bring it closer to perfection. That's the whole idea of the Yahrzeit. It doesn't mean a person shouldn't commemorate. A person commemorates the Yahrzeit. But the purpose is to be marvelous closer. Rav Moshe happens to have a very extreme sheet on this. Rav Moshe holds, I don't say everyone holds this way, but Rav Moshe has a shaila. I remember the tshuva is about moving a body from Akron, Ohio. Akron is Ohio? I think so. From Akron, Ohio, to rebury it in the New York area, because all the children, grandchildren are here, they'll be able to visit the kever. Are you allowed to be mefane the mace to move it from Akron to New York so that people could visit? So Rav Moshe in the tshuva writes, you think the mace cares if you visit? You visit for your own sake. You want to be misfiled there. It's a big thing to be misfiled by Kavar of relatives. But you're visiting for your sake. You feel better. You think the mace needs you? Say yes. I said, it's Ramesh's opinion. I know that there are others who disagree very strongly. And it's brought down in the Mishmer Shalom, I think, in Ochsaveilos, to make sure to visit once every 7 years. Once every 7 years to visit a parent or grandparents or Kavar. It says if it's by some Medina. I think if it's in a different Medina, it can be for less frequently. But I think it says once every 7 years. But anyway, all right, we touched a lot of, sort of drifted from topic to topic, but these inyanim are inyanim that people usually don't touch base with. Inyanim of Avelos, it usually ain't chinuch. The Gemara says no chinuch by Avelos, people aren't trained. But the idea is an idea which can be very constructive. The basic idea of all these things is that whatever there's the Mechtim Eliyahu, that whatever a person is margish is supposed to make him better. Whether it's Avelos, the art side, all of these in Yonim are supposed to improve a person, they're supposed to do something for a person. And certainly that's the union to take a mita taiva that the nifter had and tried to emulate it. That's also that it should be a schus for him. So these are some of the inyanim in this week's parasha. There's a mashah somewhere in Sanhedrin. I don't remember which daf, but the mashah is talking to me about inyanim of misa, and then he took a break for whatever reason. I think he writes there that there's no pirish for a few blots because he had to go to the mashuk. To be on a bezin, and he ends wants to end with a davar toiv, so he don't want to end with something bad. So he writes two words there, nechama kareiva. It says like a normal marsha. You'll see the marsha. It says nechama kareiva. So I don't end with something bad. And when I talk about today avelos, I mean to talk about avelos, but nechama kareiva. If you can take some of this and have this hergish of yish melam azeh. It certainly would make us all a little better. Good and Shabbos, everybody.